This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it? Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So a friend invited me to watch this biblical prophecy documentary called Convergence. And so I watched it, and you know, I was really shocked, because what this documentary revealed was so many things that are happening today that I've independently observed and come to similar conclusions on from a completely different point of view. You know, I'm not a Bible scholar, obviously. I don't quote scripture, and that's not the focus of my work. Although it is interesting that my great-grandfather was a pastor, and he had a congregation, and he was, in fact, a well-known pastor in the region in which he operated. And my grandfather, of course, is a very religious person, as you might expect, the son of a pastor. And he always encouraged me to read the Bible and look at scripture and read certain sections and so on. And he would point out certain sections to me when I was young, but he passed when I was pretty young. And so that, you know, from that point on, I never studied the Bible or anything, but I've come to so many of these similar conclusions through independent observation. For example, according to this documentary Convergence, it says that Jesus prophesied the return of the nation of Israel in 1948. It was the rebirth of the nation, which happened by an act of the United Nations in 1948 following the Holocaust. And so this nation, which had not existed for 1,000 years, the Jewish people had been scattered to all different areas of the world. They came together and formed this new nation, Israel, in 1948. And this was apparently prophesied in scripture in a very detailed manner. But the scripture says, again, according to this film, Convergence, the scripture says that the rebirth of Israel is the beginning of the end times, that the generation that was born out of there, that the youngest children of Israel who were born in like 1948 through, let's say, 1960 or so, that as they are now senior citizens, that they are the terminal generation before the end times. And apparently, this is all detailed in Revelations. And again, I'm not a Bible scholar, so this is not familiar territory to me. I'm just repeating to you what I saw in the film. But they say that there will be signs, multiple signs of things happening that when they converge, hence the name of the film, Convergence, will indicate that the end times is finally here. And those events include earthquakes. And we just saw in Yellowstone another big cluster of earthquakes there, by the way, but earthquakes and volcanoes. So volcanoes will dim the sky and they will turn the sun and the moon red, which I think is also described in Revelations. And they will, you know, because volcanoes are throwing particulate matter into the atmosphere, right? The warning also includes false prophets. And I think we see a lot of false prophets today, you know, people like Al Gore, who claim to be saving the planet, but are actually destroying the planet. Or, you know, the false prophets, well, they're all over the world, you know, people who claim to be working for humanity, but are actually evil, sinister, you know, satanic, anti-human operatives. Those people are all over. And they are, in fact, dominating, you know, they run the internet media tech companies, for example. They run the mainstream media. They run so much of the globalist agenda. But in any case, and possible financial collapse as well was mentioned. And according to the prophecy that's described in this film, there will be one city that is nuked as there is an attempted attack upon Israel. And that attempted attack will involve Iran, Syria, and Russia. And these three countries were named, I don't know if it was 2,000 years ago or something like that. They were named a long time ago in this ancient scripture as nations that would work together to attack Israel. And today you can see that Russia is, in fact, working to, you know, they're very active in a military sense in Syria. And Obama, who is, according to many people, the Antichrist, you know, he's a false prophet for sure. He actually laundered money to deliver $1 billion worth of currency to Iran so that Iran could build nuclear weapons that would be used against Israel. And, you know, all of that is true. That's like modern day news. And according to the Bible prophecy, these three countries are going to attempt to attack Israel, but Israel will retaliate by nuking one city in Syria known as Damascus. Again, I'm not a Bible scholar. This is not my area of expertise. I'm just telling you what this movie said, and there were interviews with some apparently well-informed, you know, theologians and Bible scholars and so on in this movie. So this is what the movie was talking about, that Israel would not be overrun, that it would defend itself by dropping a nuclear weapon on the city of Damascus. And the Bible prophesied that that city, Damascus, would be uninhabited for eternity. Well, whatever that means. I mean, forever, as far as human civilization is concerned, because, of course, the radiation fallout. So fascinating, very fascinating. And some of the parallels that I see is right now we're living in a world that is just seething with evil. And so many people are pursuing their personal depravity. And all they do is they're interested in entertainment and, you know, sexual gratification and all kinds of, you know, immoral, unethical, just whatever behavior, you know, stealing from people, destroying people for profit, whatever. You see this in Monsanto, which is a evil satanic corporation. You see it in, you know, the pesticides that are killers of life that are being used across the entire food supply. I could give you many, many examples, but so much of what we see on our planet today is very, very evil and destructive and anti-life. And I've seen our modern world depicted, or at least described, compared to like a living hell of destruction and deception. And yet, this is what the Bible says is will happen in the end times. There will be, quote, total depravity, I think, is one of the terms, that people will abandon morals and abandon ethics, and there will be entire societies that separate themselves from God and from Christianity, and they will demonize the Christians, they will persecute Christians, which is happening today. You look at the persecution of Christians even in America today, it is happening right now throughout popular culture, throughout the judicial system, throughout the mainstream media, the education system, and so on. So I find it fascinating that a lot of these observations that I've made over the years just coincide with what these Bible scholars were talking about. I don't even know their names because I'm, again, that's not an area that I study. I don't even know who these guys are. But apparently they're Bible scholars and they're saying things that sound like echoes of the same things that I've observed and that I've concluded as well. And that's kind of spooky because if you have people that reach the same conclusions from totally different points of view who have no contact with each other, it's kind of like maybe there's something to that, you know? And I can tell you this, that the way our modern society is being run today is entirely unsustainable. Collapse is imminent, and it's not just a financial collapse. It's also a spiritual collapse. I have long believed that, and I've spoken about that through various podcasts. What if all of this was literally seen thousands of years ago by this incredibly gifted prophetic being named Jesus Christ? What if he, among his many gifts, what if he could literally see some things that might come to pass, and that he was trying to warn humanity against that, and he had these ideas and thoughts recorded? What if it's true? Because something is is building into a collapse of society in so many different ways. So personally, I'm just intrigued by this. You know, I'm a scientist and I run a laboratory and I use the scientific method for everything. But I'm also very, very open-minded into vectors of knowledge and understanding. And I'm a spiritual person and I was baptized as a Christian. And I, you know, I want to explore and learn more. And I'm not bound by the limits of pop culture or the limits of closed-minded science that doesn't want anything to you know, threaten their worldview and so on. So I'm going to keep looking into this. I find it really, really fascinating. And if you want to check out that movie, it's called Convergence. I don't know who made it. The movie's actually kind of slow. The pace is really slow. I would have preferred like a 30-minute interview, you know, but it's very dramatized and everything. So it's kind of slow for me. But that's okay. The message was still powerful and it was well done. The movie was nicely done, professionally done and everything. So definitely check out the movie. It's just not the fastest paced thing in the world. Just, you know, set aside an hour and a half or whatever it is and watch it and see what you think. Very interesting. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.